Most amazing houses you won't believe actually exist. Listen to the description of some unusual houses. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Skinny House. Located in Warsaw, Poland, and built by architect Jakub Szczesny, the Skinny House is a major contender for the award for the smallest house in the world. Measuring at just 122 centimeters at its widest point, the house isn't meant to be lived in full-time. Instead, the house is used as a temporary home for traveling writers. Hobbit House. Built in Wales, made of completely natural materials and only costing about $5,200, the Hobbit House is the perfect home for fans of the Lord of the Rings franchise, as well as those who want to live green. The house was built by photographer Simon Dale, and it took about 4 months to build. If you're feeling inspired to build your own Hobbit House, Dale has uploaded the blueprints on his website. Sleeper House. If you've ever seen Woody Allen's 1973 movie Sleeper, then you've seen this house before. Better known as the Deaton Sculptured House, the Sleeper House is an elliptical curved house built on the edge of the Genesee Mountains. The house was built in 1963 by architect Charles Deaton, who was inspired by the mountainside and wanted to build a house where he could enjoy the mountain's beauty every day. Volcano House. In 7th century Turkey, between Mount Erciyes and Mount Hasan, people made their homes by carving out volcano ash. They had to work with what they had, and Christian chapels were even built in the ashes. They almost looked like the early version of apartment homes. Waterfall House. Located in Bear Run, Pennsylvania, and designed by architect Frank Lloyd Wright in 1935, this house was truly a remarkable feat in its time. Built to be a weekend home for Edgar J. Kaufman, who was the owner of Kaufman Department Store, in 1966 the house was declared to be a historical landmark as well as being Frank Lloyd Wright's most beautiful work. Steel House. The Steel House was designed by Robert Bruno between 1973 and 1996, and it was built with 110 tons of steel, but it is still not done. Located in Lubbock, Texas, the outside and the inside is completely made up of steel. Unfortunately, because the house took decades to build, Robert Bruno died before he could see the house completed. Bruno died in 2008 at the age of 64, and since then, the house has been left unoccupied. Stone House. Known as the Casa do Pinheiro, the house was built in Portugal in 1974 using 4 different boulders. Even though it's hard to imagine, the house has a swimming pool carved into it, as well as a stove, a fireplace, and uses logs for stairs. The house seems like a dream, but one major drawback is that the house has no electricity.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Skinny House. Located in Warsaw, Poland, and built by architect Jakub Szczesny, the Skinny House is a major contender for the award for the smallest house in the world. Measuring at just 122 centimeters at its widest point, the house isn't meant to be lived in full-time. Instead, the house is used as a temporary home for traveling writers. Hobbit House. Built in Wales, made of completely natural materials and only costing about $5,200, the Hobbit House is the perfect home for fans of the Lord of the Rings franchise, as well as those who want to live green. The house was built by photographer Simon Dale, and it took about 4 months to build. If you're feeling inspired to build your own Hobbit House, Dale has uploaded the blueprints on his website. Sleeper House. If you've ever seen Woody Allen's 1973 movie Sleeper, then you've seen this house before. Better known as the Deaton Sculptured House, the Sleeper House is an elliptical curved house built on the edge of the Genesee Mountains. The house was built in 1963 by architect Charles Deaton, who was inspired by the mountainside and wanted to build a house where he could enjoy the mountain's beauty every day. Volcano House. In 7th century Turkey, between Mount Erciyes and Mount Hasan, people made their homes by carving out volcano ash. They had to work with what they had, and Christian chapels were even built in the ashes. They almost looked like the early version of apartment homes. Waterfall House. Located in Bear Run, Pennsylvania, and designed by architect Frank Lloyd Wright in 1935, this house was truly a remarkable feat in its time. Built to be a weekend home for Edgar J. Kaufman, who was the owner of Kaufman Department Store, in 1966 the house was declared to be a historical landmark as well as being Frank Lloyd Wright's most beautiful work. Steel House. The Steel House was designed by Robert Bruno between 1973 and 1996, and it was built with 110 tons of steel, but it is still not done. Located in Lubbock, Texas, the outside and the inside is completely made up of steel. Unfortunately, because the house took decades to build, Robert Bruno died before he could see the house completed. Bruno died in 2008 at the age of 64, and since then, the house has been left unoccupied. Stone House. Known as the Casa do Pinheiro, the house was built in Portugal in 1974 using four different boulders. Even though it's hard to imagine, the house has a swimming pool carved into it, as well as a stove, a fireplace, and uses logs for stairs. The house seems like a dream, but one major drawback is that the house has no electricity.